our manager has asked us to do this.
Right.
And we've got no option.
No, I appreciate that.
I'm going to lose my job here by telling Helen up yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's kept me in a job for 12 years. If she asks me to do something, I do it because she's my manager.
Mm-hmm.
And it's causing me
to
go home before long because I've never felt like this in my life running this department.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick and fed up of it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It is. And I hate friction. I don't want to fall out with you.
Nope.
But this business of everything going in writing and all this, I can't cope with it anymore.
Well, it has
and
to.
And I'd like to know what's that, because I've always felt we've had an open door policy here.
Mm-hmm.
All the staff have spoken to Annabelle and said, I was there as well.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't want to talk to her, they could have said. And I feel very hurt that if any member of staff has come up to you, because they don't like this idea. They all know their jobs are at risk because of what's going on in April. It has nothing to do with Helen. And you might think that I'm sticking up for Helen, but I'm sorry. She's kept us all in a job here, and this is what this is all about. She wants to shut the centre. And last night, that's what I didn't want to hear, because I've worked damn hard to keep this department going.
Yeah, I know.